This meditation uses nature sounds combined with the words of Baha'u'llah. It'll be a guided meditation, so there will also be instructions that will always begin with the word imagine. Following the instruction will be a period of about 30 seconds for a visualization to occur. Then a quote from Baha'u'llah will be read, followed by another 30 seconds for meditation. Imagine that you are in a pleasant forest in rolling hills with streams nearby. I am well aware, O my Lord, that I have been so carried away by the clear tokens of thy loving kindness, and so completely inebriated with the wine of thine utterance, that whatever I behold, I readily discover that it maketh thee known unto me, and it remindeth me of thy signs, and of thy tokens, and of thy testimonies. Imagine that you are on a grassy plain that stretches to the horizon on all sides. The wind is blowing. The sun is down. There's just a faint purple glow on the western horizon. Some of the stars are visible in the east as you look up. By thy glory, every time I lift up mine eyes unto thy heaven, I call to mind thy highness and thy loftiness and thine incomparable glory and greatness. Imagine the tall grasses around you, tickling your hands as they blow in the wind. The night is cool and refreshing. And every time I turn my gaze to thine earth, I am made to recognize the evidences of thy power and the tokens of thy bounty. Imagine that you are standing at the magic line where the sea meets the land, the soft, cool sand under your feet that are being washed by the last of each wave that crashes on the beach and just barely reaches your feet before it slips back into the sea. The sun is hot. You realize that the whole earth is one piece of rock, and the continents only seem to be separated because of the water that sits on its surface in places. The water itself is only one water, which we call different names for our convenience. There's only one rock and one water, and you are standing at one of the points where they meet. And when I behold the sea, I find that it speaketh to me of thy majesty, and of the potency of thy might, and of thy sovereignty and thy grandeur. Imagine that you are standing at the top of a rounded hill covered with flowers and grasses. Toward the horizon are more and more mountains fading into the distance as different shades of blues and purples. The wind is warm and filled with perfume. And at whatever time I contemplate the mountains, I am led to discover the ensigns of thy victory and the standards of thine omnipotence. I swear by thy might, O thou in whose grasp are the reins of all mankind and the destinies of the nations. I am so inflamed by my love for thee, and so inebriated with the wine of thy oneness, that I can hear from the whisper of the winds the sound of thy glorification and praise. Imagine that you are walking down the hill and stop beside a small brook. You sit on a large rock and look downstream at the water happily rippling through the stony creek bed. I can recognize in the murmur of the waters the voice that proclaimeth thy virtues and thine attributes, and can apprehend from the rustling of the leaves the mysteries that have been irrevocably ordained by thee in thy realm.